This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and it's almost Thanksgiving Day. It's Eve today, and everyone's getting ready and last minute shopping and all that sort of thing. And today we'll have new music on the WGXC morning show from jazz legend William Parker, plus also a track from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt's recent collaboration. And we'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after the local news, which is next on the WGXC morning show. Stay tuned.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network, and the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through, and the moon turns the blood. This is the network, network, and the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through, and the moon turns the blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news.
Producer Throwing Snow draws inspiration and samples from nature, and we'll hear how random patterns can mesh together on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Mark Borecka, Leslie Barber, and the Sound Carriers. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sam Rawdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson City Hall was closed November 23rd and will also be closed November 24th due to COVID-19. The building at 520 Warren Street will remain closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and Friday. Quote, in response to recent COVID-related staffing issues and in the interest of the health of staff and citizens, City Hall will be closed today and tomorrow, November 23rd and 24th, to accommodate for a deep cleaning of the building, unquote, according to a statement released by city officials. As of November 22nd, the Columbia County Department of Health reported 52 new COVID cases countywide, bringing the total to 203 active cases. The city previously had to delay recycling pickup to November 26th after a COVID outbreak. Superintendent of Public Works Rob Perry has advised residents to hold on to their recyclables until Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Perry said he postponed the recycling pickup to be proactive. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that the latest wave of COVID-19 cases is breaking now across the country and throughout the Hudson Valley. On November 22nd, Columbia County announced 49 new coronavirus cases, with 33 new cases announced November 20th and 50 new cases November 19th. Those are numbers not seen since January, when vaccines were just becoming available. Mab said, and I quote, "It's obviously not just Columbia County, it's the whole region. We're seeing this dramatic, huge spike," end quote. The main difference between COVID-19 cases last January and now is that many children are being infected. About 18% of the county's cases November 22nd were in young people. Mapp said, and I quote, "A significant portion of these positives are students. We're seeing more positive students this year than we did last year. I think it's about the Delta variant and about how contagious it is," end quote. Cases are also being caused by few folks wearing masks. Mapp said, and I quote, "It's only going to get worse with the holidays in general. I think a lot of people have just thrown caution to the wind and they're just doing their thing. Thanksgiving for many people will be a holiday in which there's no social distancing, and certainly do not expect people to wear a mask in their own home or their living room when they're welcoming their family. But I do think people who view themselves as particularly vulnerable should probably think about those things," end quote. The county is not changing any policies or regulations, even with the rising cases count. They are offering vaccines. Booster shot offered at Columbia Green Community College from 3 to 6 p.m. December 2nd, from 1 to 3 p.m. December 3rd, and from 1 to 3 p.m. December 10th. For those who register on the Columbia County Department of Health website, there is also vaccines for children 5 to 11 years old available from 3 to 6 p.m. November 29th at the Claverick Fire Department. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
The Galvin Foundation, November 23rd, announced on its Facebook page its plans to restore the Hudson Community Theater building to create Hudson Forum. The project is supported with a $900,000 Empire State Development Grant. Quote, "This project provides needed entertainment and economic opportunities for the entire community. Hudson Forum is planned as a regional theater with flexible performance space and room to fit 400 seated attendees and many more for standing room only events," unquote, according to the foundation's social media post. The space will be adaptable for a range of various performances, including plays, musicals, film screenings, concerts, lectures, and community events. The building at 614-620 Columbia Street on Hudson's north side was sold to Galvin by the Marina Abramowitz Institute for Preservation of Performance Art on August 31st. Abramowitz had planned to convert the old theater into a performance art space, but the project never came to fruition. The 16,665-square-foot building was built in the mid-1920s. It once housed a movie theater, a disco called Arthur's Court, and later indoor tennis courts, and an antiques market and warehouse.
Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that former Governor Andrew Cuomo may have resigned in disgrace, but lawmakers in Albany are still discussing his impeachment. Currently, state legislators are debating whether they have the constitutional authority to impeach someone who has already left office. On November 22nd, the state assembly issued a 45-page report by a private law firm outlining Cuomo's wrongdoings during 11 allegations of sexual harassment, misleading the public about COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, and using public resources to write a book. Judiciary Committee Chair Charles Levine said in a statement, and I quote, "I hope this report helps New Yorkers further understand the seriousness of the allegations that have been made and serves to guide us to a more ethical and responsible government. New Yorkers deserve no less," end quote. Lawyers from Davis Polk Wardwell, who issued the report, say lawmakers can no longer impeach Cuomo. Some lawmakers disagree and are still asking for impeachment. Assemblyperson Ron Kim said, and I quote, "It's what the families are pushing for, which is full accountability. and they deemed that impeachment is a critical part of that process. Because we invested so much money already, we should see it through, end quote. Cuomo's camp says the report is wrong. Meanwhile, law enforcement officials continue to investigate Cuomo's actions as governor. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley said the report should be used by law enforcement to, and I quote, ensure that accountability is finally achieved, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates in the communities of the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were generally lower in October than a month earlier, and all were well below the rates reported in October 2020. When the labor market was just starting to recover from its COVID-related losses, the State Department of Labor reported November 23rd. The October 2021 unemployment rate in Greene County was 4.3%, down from 4.5% in September and 5.7% in October 2020, according to the Labor Department. The jobless rate in Columbia County remained unchanged from the previous month at 3.3%, but was down from 4.3% 1 year before. The October rate in Ulster County was 4%, down from 4.2% in September, and in Dutchess County, the jobless rate was 3.9%, down from 4.2% the previous month. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Diane Baldwin reports in the Columbia paper that COPEC won't block cannabis retail stores, but might not allow consumption lodges or smoking bars. Lindsay Labrecht of Copeg Lake said, and I quote, "This is a great opportunity for tax revenue. Now everybody goes to Great Barrington. We should get our fair share and opt in to cannabis," end quote. State lawmakers legalized cannabis in New York in April, and sales are expected to begin next year after final regulations are set. Municipalities have until December 31st to opt out of retail stores and or consumption lounges. COPEC Down Supervisor Gene Mettler said public comments on the issue, and I quote, "show strong support," end quote, for cannabis sales there. Mettler and the town board members Jeffrey Judd and Richard Wolf voted to allow cannabis sales in COPEC, while Stosh Gansowski voted against and Terry Sullivan abstained. A public hearing for the law to opt out for allowing on-site consumption sites will be held at 6:45 p.m. prior to COPEC's December 9th town board meeting. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that a solar project in the southern Albany County town of Knox that was narrowly blocked earlier this year is back in a nearby location. The original proposal failed before the Knox Planning Board when member Deborah Nelson, who would have cast the deciding vote to approve the project, when a family emergency pulled her away from the vote. The project's developers, RIC Energy, said they learned from the first defeat. Quote, "We received a lot of feedback from the town planning board," unquote, RIC project manager Christopher Ross said. Quote, "And so we did look for another site better suited for solar based on that feedback. It did not fall on deaf ears, let's put it that way," unquote, he said of the criticism. Now the company wants to build a 5-megawatt solar facility at 1953 Thompson's Lake Road, on a 66-acre parcel that is currently open fields and shrubland. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 49 degrees. And showers are likely on Thursday night, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned into all sorts of creative community voices on the radio on Wednesday, November 24th on 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. on the Synth Eclectico show. We head to Egypt for sounds from there. At 11 a.m., we're back in Hudson for the Hudson Cafe as Maria Manhattan plays us the song she's thankful for this year. At noon, Spike Priggen is off this week, but there's a Thanksgiving roundup on All Mixed Up after the local news. And then we're giving thanks again on Rock and Roll Radio at 2 p.m. And at 3 p.m., we're hearing from Alice Brock, the protagonist in the Arlo Guthrie Thanksgiving classic Alice's Restaurant. At 7 p.m., we're live with the Off the Hook show from the Hackers in the 2600 Collective, simulcast from WBAI in New York. And at 10 p.m., we're live from Hudson again with the Mystery Machine from Claire Pohl on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, November 24th. And it's over the hill and through the woods time for a lot of us out there. Those attempting escape early this morning, it is 19 degrees in Tuscan and 25 degrees in Ulster Heights. That rises to 44 around 2 p.m. It will be sunny and dry for the region, so travel shouldn't be affected by the weather, just the other crazy people. After dark, conditions remain the same. Things just get cold. A low of 24 is expected by dawn. Thanksgiving will be mostly cloudy but dry with a high of 50 degrees happening at 2 p.m. As the night creeps in, make sure you get your after-meal walks in right away because rain is expected around 7 p.m. and will continue through dawn as temperatures come down to 35 degrees. Higher elevations will see snow. Down on the ground, only rain is currently expected. Friday, the rain lingers into the afternoon and a high of 43 is expected. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:18 a.m., then high tide at 6:14 a.m., low tide again at 11:47 a.m., and then high tide again at 5:42 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 43 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:15 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:53 a.m. Looking way up, we see a relatively weak stream of solar wind is escaping a mid-latitude coronal hole. It is expected to arrive on Saturday. Solar wind speed is currently 471 kilometers per second at 6.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 39. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Frizz of Santa Cruz, California. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Taylor.
What do you want?
Turn on the radio.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
You're being grotesque.
The radio, remember? Make it work.
Radio. It tends to induce.
Got time. Slow down. Now it's pretty late.
Why don't you switch on the radio?
I refuse to discuss it any further.
Oh, please, you must.
Please don't treat me like a mental patient.
Do you believe that? Not for a second. Do you realize what this means?
Don't look for it, Taylor.
That's the radio.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
And suddenly...
That was the song Rocos Rojas from jazz legend William Parker's 2021 album Mayan Space Station, where the bass player was joined by Ava Mendoza on electric guitar and Gerald Cleaver on drums. That was Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt, the song Demands of Ordinary Devotion from their 2021 album Lucy and Aaron on the radio at WGXC.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We and this administration are leaving no stone unturned as we examine the market to figure out what's behind the high prices.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the Biden administration will tap into the nation's strategic petroleum reserves to cut gasoline prices ahead of the holidays, which are averaging $3.40 a gallon across the country. Prior to his departure for Nantucket Island Tuesday night, where he will spend the holiday with family, President Joe Biden had a message for Americans.
As you gather together with your family this Thanksgiving, I want you to know how grateful I am to serve as your president. And I promised you that I'll never stop working to address your family's needs. And together, we're going to confront challenges that we face them, are going to face them honestly.
15 Republican governors, including Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, announced a plan to address the supply chain crisis. They're pledging state-level action to assist the trucking industry and calling on the White House to loosen regulations.
that will allow for trucks to be on the road longer, to have different weight restrictions on them. We're calling for the federal government to lower the age requirements for CDLs.
The governor's also called on Biden to suspend the federal mandate for COVID-19 vaccines for all private employees. But the administration on Tuesday asked a federal court to lift an order halting the mandate, arguing that delaying the standard could result in large numbers of hospitalizations and other health effects outside of the workplace. The Senate will take up the House-passed Build Back Better plan next week, which includes paid family and medical leave, child care, and the elder care workforce. Sequoia is a mom from Jackson, Mississippi, who says additional measures in the bill, such as expanding the child tax credit for another year, would make a big difference for families.
I was actually doing CNA work, but COVID came along and they kind of knocked me out of work. So what do you do when you still have bills, rent, and everything child to provide for? What do you do?
Paid leave could be cut out of the bill when the Senate begins its negotiations next week. A jury has begun deliberations in the trial of three men charged with killing 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery last February in Georgia. Travis McMichael, his father George McMichael, and William Bryan each faced 9 charges in the case, including murder. Attorneys for the three say that they were attempting a citizen's arrest of Arbery, who they believed was engaged in criminal activity. Lead prosecutor Linda Dunikowski argues that the men had no right to do so, since they had no idea whether Arbery actually committed a crime.
What did Mr. Arbery do? He ran away for 5 minutes. He ran away from them. He ran away from them for 5 minutes. That's what he did.
White nationalist leaders who organized 2017's violent Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, must pay more than $25 million in damages. A jury also found the defendants liable on 4 other counts. Lily Bolke contributed reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Interesting, boring, really, really, really boring.
It would be about wonderful things. It would be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs? All the way down.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, hold on. With a grip so tight it dams my blood, makes my head feel alive. Hearts will start and hearts will stop, and the blood will flow until we drop. Blood flow. Blood flow. Oh, oh, oh. Blood flow. Blood flow. Teddy, can I borrow your machete? In this wonderful world, in this beautiful world, hold on.
can I borrow your machete? In this wonderful world, hold on. In this beautiful world, hold on.
Thank you. Thank you. know the day to tell the time of day. As the clouds begin complaining how the Beaujolais is raining, diamond docking meetings on the Champs-Élysées. You're a ghost, la 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 la.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
From Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2299, this is Ham Nation Headlines for Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. We begin this week by putting out the welcome mat to some new radio amateurs on board the International Space Station. One of them is even in charge of the crew.
Congratulations to Raja Chari, KI-5LIU, the newest commander of a NASA space mission. Raja and his three fellow members of SpaceX Crew 3 are now aboard the International Space Station, having made the trip aboard the Endurance, which launched on Wednesday, November 10th. The U.S. Air Force test pilot from Iowa is the first rookie to command a NASA mission in several decades. The mission is expected to last 6 months. It promises to be a busy 6 months for the crew, which includes Matthias Maurer, KI-5KFH from the European Space Agency. The German astronaut will be involved in more than 35 experiments while on board the ISS. He will also be using the German call sign DP0ISS during a dozen scheduled contacts with German schools through the amateur radio on the International Space Station program. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
For now, the newly constituted crew of the ISS is keeping a very low profile. The Russian military's intentional destruction of an old Soviet-era intelligence satellite has launched a cloud of space debris into low Earth orbit. That's a prime location for pieces to potentially strike and damage the ISS or any other low Earth orbiting satellite. As noted in an article on the National Geographic website, the expanding universe of space junk has spurred an even more critical need for space agencies such as NASA to track the paths of these fragments. While space agencies sorted out the situation, the astronauts were told to take shelter in the two capsules attached to the ISS, which could bring them back to Earth in an emergency. NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei, KG5GNP, later called the experience, quote, a great way to bond as a crew. Think you don't have room for an antenna? Researchers at Princeton University's Keller Center for Innovation and Engineering Education are experimenting with one antenna that's so small it might just blend into the wallpaper.
They're basing their work on something called large area electronics, which allows electronic circuits to be created on material that is both thin and flexible. As a result, they're hoping to develop an antenna array that could be incorporated into something as thin as wallpaper or even a skin patch. Their findings are published in the October 7th issue of Nature Electronics. A report on the phys.org website quotes Naveen Verma, the senior author of the study, describing how the researchers adapted zinc oxide thin film transistor technology for wireless use. They created a phased array of antennas in a row that is 30 centimeters or 1 foot long. Scientists said that to add to their usefulness, the antennas could be located practically anywhere, even as wallpaper, in a room, making it potentially compatible with devices being developed as part of the Internet of Things. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news for four decades and counting at arnewsline.org. With Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, Dave Parks, WB8ODF, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team across the globe, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 7-3. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time here on Ham Nation.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
answer in his hand. Come on down to the river of sight and you can really understand. Red lights flashing through the window in the rain. Can you hear the sirens moan? White cane